Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
I've been watching Straight Outta Compton too much. It's been on HBO all weekend.
Sure enough. And you know what? Every time it comes on, I sit and watch it again, and I sit and watch it again.
Yes.
Like a little, like I've never seen it before. Very good movie. But we're not going to talk about how good of a movie that was, because we got our own new movie reviews. We're going to talk about Suicide Squad. And
yes.
But we'll talk about that later. We'll get into that later. We're going to start off serious first, and then we'll get into some wrestling news, get into a little sports news, because you know the Olympics has officially started. And that's why we're speaking right now. While we're doing the show, I'm watching United States play Venezuela in basketball. And I have to stop being a biased black man and just start watching all these events and just stop watching basketball. So, you know, I did watch gymnastics yesterday, and I was watching archery, and I think I missed something or some type of rifle stuff with guns, and I'm like, how is this sport? But it is what it is.
Precision shooting.
Yeah, I was watching that too, so I'm trying to broaden my horizons. But
yeah, we actually won gold in
that. Did we?
Yes, we did. I forget what the young lady's name is, but she won the gold for precision shooting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the first medal awarded the whole Olympics.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to all that. But here's what we're going to start with today. And I'm going to let Valicia quarterback this one, and then I'm going to come in later because I'm going to get my opinion after, you know, she says, you say what you have to say. But I just hope that this doesn't become a growing trend in America. But go ahead, Valicia.
I know all of you seen the hashtag and this name thrown around, but we just want to talk about the Corinne Gaines incident. In weeks prior, we've been covering, you know, the Black Lives Matter and everything going on with law enforcement and everything. And we try to always preface it that we are not anti-police or, you know, anti-black or pro-violence. You know, we see both sides. So we think it's important to cover all grounds because that's the only way that we're really going to come to a solution altogether. So I just want to commend Big Daddy for even thinking of bringing up, you know, this side too, because we have the same opinion on it, which you'll hear soon. You know, if we're going to bring up the injustice from, you know, the police and, you know, people that may not look like us, we also have to bring up our side too, and, you know, things that we can do better, and, you know, how, you know, things that we just need to do better on. So it goes both ways. Corinne Gaines, I believe she's a 20, she was a 23-year-old mother of two children, a very young infant, and I believe a 5-year-old boy. She was pulled over in, was it Baltimore?
Yes.
She was initially pulled over because she had no license plate at all. And, you know, anybody knows across all 50 states that that's just, you know, a no-no. You have to have a license plate. That's how you get kind of identified before you even get pulled over. So she had no license plate. The cop, I must say, he was very kind. You know, he said on several occasions that he was willing to work with her, and he just wanted to, you know, find out why she had no license plate, and he really cared about the children and their safety. But I will say that while she was kind of maybe executing her rights, she was also very, I want to say, you know, ignorant. She was just non-compliant. You know, she just talked back when she didn't need to. She was asking for documentation that I didn't know that cops were required to carry. And, you know, the police officer, he was very compliant with her, even going out of his way to show her multiple forms of identification, which he did not have to do. At the end of the video, you see her kind of getting pulled out of the car. So some type of force was used. That's where the video stops. After that, excuse me, it's been reported that she was pulled over right near her apartment complex. So after that, it appears that they actually made it back to their apartment complex because the cops, they just wanted to, you know, take the car. And you know what happens with that. It goes to the impound. You pay an obscene amount of money to get your car out. You know, no license, no license plate. That's what happens. So that's when things get hairy. I guess it took a while for them to identify her. It turns out she actually had a warrant for her arrest. So they actually came back to the apartment complex, and then you see videos of her with her son in the videos. Apparently she pulls out a rifle and threatens the police, which she already did in a car. She said she would fight them, and, you know, encouraging her son to fight the police is just not good. So in the end, she winds up getting killed. And with all that in the scuffle, her son actually got shot, but he made it. I believe he got shot in the arm. It's just a really sad situation. You know, I am in favor of, you know, minorities having a voice, but don't use your voice for bad. We won't accomplish anything. And at the end of the day, I feel that she should have thought more about her children. It's almost as if she had a death wish, just the things she was saying. So it really goes both ways. We have to do better on both sides or nothing will get done. That's my opinion.
And everything you just said, totally friggin' agree with exclamation marks behind it. I'm sorry, but I watched that video twice.
Yeah, me
too. I watched
it
twice. As a matter of fact, I think I might even watch it three times in its entirety. And the cops were right. I'm sorry. I feel bad because this girl lost her life, and this is not what I wanted to see. Like, anytime anybody loses their life, it's not a good thing. But she had ample enough times enough opportunities to get her behind out of that car with her kids into her apartment or wherever she was going and defuse this situation. She chose to get into an argument with these cops. I don't know what paperwork she was asking for. I've never heard of it, the power of authority or power of a whatever the hell.
Declaration of authority.
Yeah, declaration of authority. I've never heard of that. I'm 45 years old. I've never heard that in my life. So I don't know. Is it a Baltimore thing? I don't know. I know in Pennsylvania, it is what it is. The cop showed his ID. He didn't have to show his ID. But he showed the ID. She was looking for a fight, and she got it. She was telling her kid to fight the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody with children, or if there's any children listening, I don't know, do not fight the cops. That is a stupid move. It is not called for. You do, you comply with whatever they ask you to do. That's all. You cannot jog around, just like you just said, and not just in these 50 states. Anywhere in the world, you can't drive a car with no plates on it. You can't. She was driving with no plates. Say what?
No, it is sad.
Okay. She was driving around with no plates, and she got busted, and it was what it was. Now, she had a warrant. She was stupid because she knew, you know, if you got a warrant or not. She should be trying to get the hell out of there before they detected the fact that she had a warrant. Then there's a video up on WorldStar. And I know you told me to get off of WorldStar, but anyway.
I did.
There's a video on WorldStar now of her family at the hospital seeing about the kid, seeing about the five-year-old son. And I understand where they were coming from because they wouldn't let them back to about time somebody hit a shot. They wouldn't let them back into the operating area. They wouldn't let them come into the hospital while the little boy was getting operated on. So it's bad enough he lost his mother. He's in surgery, having surgery done, and they wasn't letting nobody in his family. Yeah, he was all by his lonesome. He's 5 years old. They're doing stuff. These doctors are doing stuff to you. You don't understand what's going on. You need an adult there with you to calm this kid down. And they wouldn't let anybody from the family come back there. I felt as though that was wrong. But the same dude that's telling this is also telling that the cops didn't give him a chance. The cops didn't do this. The cops didn't do that. Yeah, they did. They gave her a chance. Did they have to shoot the little boy? I don't know what the circumstances that led to them shooting the little boy. But I'm sorry the little boy got shot. He should have got shot, and he's going to have to carry that for the rest of his natural life. He's never going to be right mentally or physically after that incident because his mother chose that day to commit suicide. Yes, I said it. She committed suicide. She knew she was going to die. She said, if y'all get me out of this car, y'all going to have to get me out in a body bag. She chose to die. That's where I cannot condone it. You can't go looking for trouble because you'll find it. Now, like I said, whatever happened to let them to have that little boy get shot, hey, I don't know what happened. They're still investigating the situation. I feel bad for the family because they lost a cousin, mother, sister, you know, whoever she was to anybody, and I feel bad about that. But girlfriend wasn't right in her head. Even when USA is screwing this up. Even before the video even started, girlfriend was in the mirror. She's fixing her hair. She's looking at her makeup and stuff. She knew what she was trying
to
do.
She turned the radio up higher.
Yeah, turned the radio up higher so you could hear the music in the background. She was trying to get famous. But girlfriend, you did it.
Yes. Unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going to leave it. And I just feel bad. Like I said, one for the child, two for the family, three for the officer that has go through that, because to me, that officer that she was talking to wasn't doing anything wrong. He pulled her over. He showed her what she needed to see. He kept telling her what was going on. She got out of the car to go. About time. She got out of the car to go to the cop car to ask for her information back, which is another mistake. If you're getting pulled over, you shouldn't be getting out your car to ask Jack.
Right.
You just sit there. But she got out of a car to talk to the cop about she wanted her paperwork back and all this good stuff, and she just kept agitating the situation, and the cops kept bending, and they kept out there, we're about to impound your car, so you need to get your kids and stuff out. And she still wouldn't do it. So, that I can't condone. So,
yeah.
What it is.
So sad that, you know, just like hate is taught, it's so sad to teach your kids to, you know, not respect authority.
Mm-hmm. And that's the part of that video that got me. When she turned around and told her son, no matter what they do, you kick them, you fight them, you do this and that, you don't like them, like, you set this little boy up for failure.
Yeah.
You set this little boy up for failure. Because you want to be a criminal. You want to do wrong. You wouldn't drive around without tags on your car. You wouldn't be world star famous. So, and that's all I got to say about that. You have anything else, Felicia?
No, that's it. I just, like you said before, I hope it's not a growing trend, especially among women. You know, women, it's not cute at all. We already have it hard if you are a single mother raising a son. Just showing what a woman is. So your son what a lady is like, you know, or they're going to grow up, you know, very wayward. And, you know, we don't want that. It starts with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Us women, we have the power to make our men strong. And if they don't see, if they already don't have a father figure in their life, you know, at least let them see a strong woman. Because, I'm sorry, but we create the world, you know. We procreate.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I give you that. And I've spoke about this before, but I fault our men because we're not raising our sons and our daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Our women take care of all that. And that's where I think the collapse of society is going. Because we let the women raise boys to be men, and can't nobody raise a man to be a man but another man. So we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back with some wrestling news. We're going to talk about some wrestling. We're going to talk about the Olympics. We're going to talk about the state of hip-hop, because there's a lot of hip-hop artists. I'm talking about old-school hip-hop artists that are coming out and speaking about hip-hop artists today. And I just wanted to touch on that. The phone number is 718-508-9883. Call in, give your opinions, your views, whatever have you. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 32.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 32. So go see Anthony Muscarella. He's there. Real quick. I was watching MSNBC in between the Olympics, and, you know, in between the Olympics or whatever they, you know, they were talking about the election, upcoming election.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to worry about Trump because Trump is screwing it up for himself so bad. Polls, Hillary's kicking his behind in the polls already. So just let him keep talking. He gave a speech today about the economy. And once he finished talking about that, it's more and more Republicans like, what? So go ahead, idiot. Just keep on talking. Your people are slowly turning against you. Hillary is up 50% of the votes to Trump 32. So
wow.
He's kicking his behind. Just sit back and watch this man self-destruct. And they were talking about how he was congratulating and talking good about Vladimir Putin.
Oh, gosh.
Like, you were old friends. Say what?
Like, you know that's the enemy, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Then everybody, again, was like, what? So go ahead, son.
Wow.
You continue to say stupid stuff. And we're going to have this election. It kind of reminds me of old movie, might have been 2001, might have been 2002, Head of State, where one party put the worst possible candidate that can try to get them to lose. And I think that's why they got Trump there, where he's not, you know, this guy's can't, you can't win. He's the worst possible candidate you could put there just to set up for 4 years and they get a Republican in there some type of way. Anyway. The state of hip hop today. I see the video where Run DMC D was talking, and I see Sticky Fingers talking. I see a couple of Scarface just put out a video out from Scarface for the Ghetto Boys was just talking, and they were talking about how rap has went downhill and how rap today is just so watered down. It's like they're a bunch of boy bands. And then, Felicia, I shared a video with you. This guy, what you call him? What's his name? Lil Uzi?
I think his name is Lil Uzi. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is, but he wanted to go freestyle. And he wanted to, and I wanted you to see that because I knew you'd get a kick out of that. And what happened to hip-hop? Where did it fall off? Why is it as bad as it is nowadays? And how should we get it back to the glory days? Now, I'm not saying that young people can't rap. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not putting all, you know, rappers down nowadays as that before, but somewhere along the way, we got lost. The hip-hop community is a culture. And I don't want to see this hip-hop culture go. You understand? Because hip-hop pulled a lot of people together, not just black, the little towns together, and pulled in the inner-city kids. Everybody agreed on a movement as far as hip-hop movement, as far as the clothes, as far as just the way of life, and just the hip-hop genre. And it's falling off. It's like hip-hop, R&B came together and had an ugly baby.
Yeah.
And nobody likes the way this baby looks. What's your opinion, Felicia?
It's really sad, but I think it's not just hip-hop. I think it's music in general. And it's become too... It's always been run by the industry, but I think now it's worse. It's kind of like the TV networks nowadays, like BET. We all know who it's run by, kind of what hip-hop and music is now. It's run by people that aren't the people putting it out there. So if I'm a fan of hip-hop, I know whoever is in control of hip-hop doesn't look like me, doesn't know hip-hop, doesn't understand hip-hop. So that's a big part of it. It's become too commercialized, too based off of what you look like. Another thing is I think I'm seeing a lot of, like, people saying, oh, kids today have it so much harder than we did. I don't see that. I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, maybe they do with the bullying and the internet and the... But no, I don't think they have it harder than we did. I think they have it a lot easier than we did, actually. It's just they're creating these standards that's making it hard on themselves. And that goes back to what I just said about appearance. We're putting too much on appearance. But, I mean, back in the day, hip-hop was hip-hop because it was a story. It was my story. It was your story. It was her story. It was his story. Today, it's not. It's a made-up facade that they want to look like. Oh, I want to have this and all these big booty chicks around me. No, that's not the story. That's not the story. And if it is your story, it's a story that's going to end very soon. But the story of hip-hop that these guys were talking about back in the day, that's our story still today. If you look at what's going on, a lot of those guys were ahead of the time. So something's just breaking down with the story and the storytellers. So that's what it is. And, you know, I can't blame them too much because it's also on the consumers. We're buying it. You know, they're feeding us a story that's, I guess, that they don't think is any longer here. But if we had somebody come out today and say, you know, I want to say a certain song that N.W.A. said, if they said that today, it would break history. So.
Yeah.
It's you know beyond what? That.
I totally agree what you just said. Again, I know we agree a lot. And we, not us in particular, but just the younger people have bought into the hip-hop that they're being shoved now.
Right.
And I know people like my daughter can't stand it because she's listened to, because of me, she's listened to the old school hip-hop and she's heard it. So now she listens to hip-hop, now she can't stand it. Well, my son's kind of sort of like it. My son, Jawad, definitely likes it. He's on the fence with it. He listens to whatever. But a lot of these kids bought into it And what you had just said, I feel like these kids got it harder now. Like, you know, you disagree with that, and I disagree with it too. They don't have, if anything, they have it easier now. And we had to deal with bullying back in the day. It's just that we couldn't talk about it. The schools didn't give a crap. If you got bullied, you just got bullied. You went over to your parents, you were snitching.
Right.
Because you dealt with it. Now, you know, you go home to your parents and say, oh, I was getting bullied. Your parents would go to the school and be like, little boo-boo is getting bullied. And trust me, whoever was bullying boo-boo and get suspended, they might get arrested. And they're not playing that anymore. I got bullied all the time. And then I got older and started doing the bullying. So I go both sides of it. But, excuse me. But they don't have it any harder. I think if anything, we had it harder. Because we didn't even have cell phones. So if you was out someplace where you weren't supposed to be, and you got into trouble back in the day, you just better run as quick as you can, as fast as you can, home. Now, you get bullied, you can always call your parents, or you can always call 911. You just, every kid has a cell phone. We didn't have that much of you back in the day. Trust me.
No.
Now, it's going to sound corny what I'm about to say, but you know I'm a Jersey boy. And when we first moved to Jersey, we moved to Willowboro, New Jersey. And you knew if you went to Pennypacker Park, you better be stepping through there quick. There was different sections of Willowboro where different people live. So you had Millbrook, you had Country Club, you had Twin Hills, you had Windsor, you had Garfield, you had Pennypacker, you had Rittenhouse. You had these different parks. So Pennypacker was the first park that the realtors would show people from the inner city when they moved over. So when you move from Pennsylvania or Philadelphia into Willowboro, first place they took you was Pennypacker. Now, if you didn't like the houses over there, if you didn't like the neighborhoods over there, you could have went to Millbrook, Country Club, Twin Hills, whatever. We ended up moving out of Millbrook into Twin Hills, and you know, Twin Hills was really nice part of part of the bad parts of Willowboro. But Pennypacker Park was rough. It was hood. So if you went over there, guaranteed you're going to get your ass whipped. So you need to be stepping through there lightly. So that's what I'm saying is to say, back in the day, we caught ass whippers on the regular, but now they don't catch ass whippers like that. So these kids got a little bit easier. And I do miss the storytellers of rap, where they told the stories. KRS-One gave you a history lesson. My idol broke the neighborhoods down. He broke down the situations and economy and this, that, and the fourth. He broke it down. Slick Rick would tell you a story. Day-to-day story. Kwame, story. Porty, but it was story. These are the people in hip-hop that we miss nowadays, because the average hip-hop rapper is, I got all these bitches, I got all these hoes, I got all this money. What the hell? They're not even rapping anymore. And I hope that that rap battle goes on between Drake and Eminem. I'm praying it happens.
I think that's fake.
Everybody loves Drake. What'd you say?
I think that's fake. I think it's a ploy once again.
Yeah. Just to get people talking.
Exactly.
Because if it's real, Drake in trouble.
Yeah.
He's going to get exposed. Anywho, we're going to move on. Unless you have anything else on it with hip hop?
No, I don't. Just stop buying it, everybody.
Yeah. You want to make a change? Stop buying it. Stop buying into it. Start rapping yourself. But we're going to go from there into the state of wrestling. And I'm going to let you quarterback that one, too.
Okay, well, I can't think of any notable things that happened in WWE right now as far as TV wise? Am I missing anything with that? Can't really remember.
Well,
SmackDown. Just at what?
Shelton Benjamin. Shelton Benjamin will not be returning into the WWE. He has to have rotator cuff surgery. So with that, Shelton Benjamin, if he shows up at all, will not be there for like 6 months. So that was one great big.
Yeah.
On that note, they put out
a list of
wrestlers. Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as TV goes, that was a big blow. I still say that SmackDown right now is the better brand. It has, you know, it's more wrestling-centered, so I definitely appreciate that. But within wrestling, but not on TV, apparently there was a clause within the WWE wellness policy. If anybody takes the time to read it, if you're really into wrestling that much, and there was a report that Vince McMahon is really happy with Randy Orton's behavior as of late. If anybody is familiar with Randy Orton, he's not the nicest guy. He's not the, I guess, most mature guy. His name has been thrown around with lots of negativity and a lot of bad incidents. But apparently when he was out on injury, he took the time, he got married, he's becoming a father, and he also voluntarily went to rehab because he had several suspensions due to drugs. It wasn't PEDs, it was drugs, I believe. So within the wellness policy right now, I don't know if it was a revision or if it was always there, but one of Randy Orton's suspensions for drugs has been erased. The clause state that it's been removed. His last strike has been removed. And I just want to hear people's opinions about it, because whether he went voluntarily or not to rehab, I don't think that something like that should be erased, because and now it's opening up for him to maybe do it again, or it's just not fair, because back in the day we didn't have clauses like that in wrestling or in sports. And I'll get your opinion on it, Big Daddy, but it also segues to the UFC. You know, right now there's a lot of reports going on with PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, and the most recent incidents, you know, I can think of now is Chad Mendes, was it Jim Johns, and Brock Lesnar. And, you know, does their strikes get erased or, you know? And it also brings up the issue of Conor McGregor, too, which we'll talk about after. But what's your opinion? Should strikes for drugs be erased due to good behavior? It's like getting out of jail for good behavior, right?
I say no, because, like you just said, if you give him the opportunity to mess up again. So if you
right.
keep that in place, and he know he went to rehab, and that's a good thing, he went to rehab, with that man, he did this at the fourth, went to rehab, but he has these strikes against him. And he should have
right.
these strikes, so he doesn't have the option to mess up again. And you have to keep that in line so he doesn't mess up again, because now you took one away, so now he has one to give. I know when I was working at Merck, and you got close to the written warning, you knew not to mess up. But as soon as that occurrence was moved off of your record, you knew you had that one time again to screw up. I played that perfectly, because I would call out like four times a year, six. So I knew I couldn't go to the fifth one because I would get a writ. But every 3 months when one of them got taken off, I knew I had one to give.
Right.
I was like, oh, I just dropped that one Monday. So by that next Thursday, I was taking another one because that's why I had that one to give. I hate to say that, but it is what it is. So, yeah, I agree with you. It should stay there. And Randy's attitude lately, like, I guess he's trying to be Mr. Nice Guy, whatever. He's trying to work his way back in. but I see the phony.
Oh, definitely.
And I see the phony, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. If anybody's familiar with a little bit of the policy already, I think WWE has a three strikes, you're out clause. So with this last strike getting, you know, removed, he now just has one strike. So we'll see. I think he's too old to be hitting the pot or whatever, but he alluded to Brock Lesnar using performance-enhancing drugs. Like we mentioned, you know, that's been going on in the UFC too. In the UFC right now, Conor McGregor, UFC fighter, he's really good. He has a 19-3 record. For some reason, I don't know what started it, but he has been tweeting, which is I think that's a huge issue right now in sports and in music. So many people are using Twitter and social media just to make a name for himself. Just play the sport, please. Can we just play sports? But he kind of, I guess it's like a battle between MMA and wrestling, WWE and UFC. He kind of tweeted that he would actually, what did he say, slap everybody in the WWE locker room and beat them. So naturally the WWE fans are not happy about that. And a lot of the WWE superstars have tweeted in response to him not so nice things, and I was cracking up by the tweets. I was very, very entertained by the tweet from WWE. So, and he just has no place to, you know, say anything. Number one, you know, these guys are bigger and they work just as hard, you know. A lot of people actually go back and forth in between WWE and UFC, so it's turning into a spectacle, really. You know, the MMA fights, the UFC fights, it's like, you know, if Apollo Creed from Rocky was coming out, it's too much. So they really can't say anything about WWE. WWE, yeah, it has its, you know, over-the-topness, but UFC is getting the same way. I don't know. But Conor McGregor,
my opinion.
Yes, I would love to see him step in a ring with a wrestler.
My opinion with him is that he wants to be the heel, and he feels a need to be the heel. And he says a lot of out-of-way stuff about a bunch of people. So
yes.
Now I guess this week he chose wrestling. A couple of months ago, he was taking shots at Floyd Mayweather.
Yes.
And Mayweather was like, all right, let's do this. And McGregor backed off and said, well, you're not going to pay me enough to do it. Whereas Mayweather was like, what do you want? How much do you want? How much money do you want for me to beat your ass? And McGregor wouldn't take him up on it. So McGregor is a trash talker, and now
yeah.
He chose the WWE to talk trash, and he fired shots CM Punk. Too. One of the things he tweeted
wow.
out was about he hadn't seen him work, hadn't seen him fight yet, and he's probably not going to be any good. We don't know that yet. CM Punk is not fighting until UFC.
Is it December?
202? 202. So whatever that one is, that's the one he's fighting on. So we don't know exactly how good he's going to be. But McGregor is a butthead, and and just like you just said again, these tweets has ruined sports because now you got these athletes tweeting whatever, starting
yeah.
controversy just to get you talking. And we didn't used to have that. Let your play talk for you. Now, if you want to talk trash on the court, fine. If you want to talk trash in an interview after the game, fine. But then you're talking trash on social media. Social media has ruined everything. But social
yes,
media
has.
Is just so, it's crazy. So now these people are tweeting this stuff out just to get a reaction. And he got the reaction he wanted. He got a reaction from, all reactions from, was it Ric Flair?
Ric Flair,
Kurt Angle,
Iggy Styles, yeah. Kurt Kurt Angle,
all these wrestlers, yeah, that came out and said, okay, say it to my face type of thing. And it's just, it's crazy. He really needs to shut up, grow up, and just fight.
Right.
Just fight.
He's contrasts to people that are paid to talk trash. You know, that's part of wrestling.
Exactly.
The promos and everything, so. You made a name for yourself, but not for fighting, McGregor.
Exactly. So
not everybody's going to be a Muhammad Ali.
No, no, not at all. We're going to take our second commercial break, and then we're going to come back with our movie reviews, and then we're going to wrap the show up. Think Daddy Hard Talk, Volume 32.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Hey, we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 32. If anybody cares, the U.S. Olympic team is up 43-24 after they screwed up the whole first quarter. Now they started to pull it back. These guys can't come in here cocky because these other countries take this seriously. They take it very seriously, and they came in real cocky. So now they're starting to play ball. Anyway, movie reviews. Suicide Squad. Wait, keep coughing. DC Comics latest movie come out by Will Smith, Jared Leto, and Joker.
Leto.
Did I say anything right?
For the most part, yeah. Jared Leto.
Yeah. And Viola Davis. A bunch of stars was in this movie. It was a very good movie. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of action. I liked the way they told the backstories to all the different characters before they moved into the plot. The only down part about this movie, and Felicia is going to agree with me, but it's probably going to be a bunch of them that's not going to agree with us, but the guy who played the Joker did a decent job, but I didn't like that Joker. The movie wasn't featured around the Joker, but it's just that I expected Joker to be a certain way with the sinister laugh, with the, you know, with the crazy gimmicks and just the killer mentality, and he didn't have it. He was too busy being a lover and not enough of a villain to me. I give it 4 out of 5 Big Daddy Booties because it was very entertaining. Will Smith did a good job. The girl who played Harley Quinn nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much stole the movie. So that's my opinion. Go ahead, Felicia.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was a really fun movie. DC, I feel that they really needed to pull one out. Because as far as the DC versus Marvel war or whatever, you know, Marvel was kind of getting that edge over because Batman vs. Superman just wasn't as good as Civil War. So I'm glad that DC kind of got one out. But the downfall is they don't have another movie coming out until, I believe, next year. While the next movie for Marvel is Doctor Strange coming out in November. And we're not sure about Gambit, which is supposed to be coming out in October. But I totally agree. Jared Leto, he did a good job. He did a good job as Joker, but this Joker wasn't for that movie, like you said. I don't know. I didn't like his Joker, actually, so I'm just going to say that. I know people will agree with me. I'm not afraid to say that I didn't like him. But you know, he wasn't Heath Ledger. I think that's the big problem. We were looking for him to match Heath Ledger. Had we not known how good Heath Ledger would have been, we maybe would have given Jared more of a, you know, a break. But Will Smith, he was great. Margot Robbie, she played Harley Quinn. She was great. Cara Delevingne, she was, you know, okay. I'm a big Jai Courtney fan. He played Captain Boomerang. He did a good job. Viola Davis, props to her. If this movie could be nominated for something or the cast, I feel that she should definitely get something. But if you're wondering, yes, Ben Affleck does play Batman in the Suicide Squad. So, and there were a lot of little Easter eggs and things alluding to another movie that's coming up soon. So it's a fun movie. Go see it. I'd give it 4 Big Daddy Booties as well. So, yay, Suicide Squad, it's over. Now everybody can stop talking about it.
Yeah, and this is probably the most talked about movie this summer. A lot of people didn't know exactly what to expect. It was something different. And it was a very good movie. Everybody can shut the hell up. And, again, the guy who... That wasn't the Joker that I wanted. He wasn't even Jack Nicholson Joker. So
I love Jack Nicholson Joker, yes.
I love Jack Nicholson Joker. I love Heath Ledger Joker. Hell,
yeah.
This guy wasn't even Cesar Romero's Joker.
Wow.
So, yeah, I went there.
Have you been seeing...
It was just different.
Definitely. It's very, like... just too over the top with it. But it was more like the cartoon Joker to me. But have you been seeing on your social media girls that are now, like, obsessed with Harley Quinn and Joker and their relationship, and now they want to
yes.
be just like Harley Quinn and they want that love? Yeah, okay. Let a guy almost kill you, and then you'll see how not cute a relationship like Harley Quinn and the Joker is.
And I've been seeing that for a while now. Like they'll like in different memes, I have Superman and Lois Lane, Batman and whatever chick, and this that chick. Then at the end, it'll be here's the Joker with this crazy bitch. And it was like talking about them two and every day crazy relationship, like glorifying that. And nobody wants to be in a crazy relationship. So let's not start that. I don't want to cuss on the cuss. Let's not start that shit. Okay? Because nobody wants to be in a crazy relationship. You shouldn't strive to want to be in a crazy relationship. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And it's showing, it's letting women kind of excuse their crazy behavior. Oh, I'm just being like Harley Quinn. No.
Harley Quinn is a made-up character out of a made-up universe, out of somebody's made-up mind. There was a chick I used to work with, and she used to use that excuse all the time. Not that she was Harley Quinn, crazy. And then would say, well, y'all know he's crazy. Nah, bitch, take whatever pill you're supposed to be taking and shut up. She would do whatever she do, and then be like, y'all know I'm crazy. Like, that's what they, oh, well, we excuse you because you're crazy. Oh. You know you're crazy. Do something about it, Nick. I'm sorry. Let me,
Lord.
Let me get off
Jeez.
Of that one. Let me get off of that one.
We need a beeper on this show. Beep, beep.
Yeah, as we do these lights, like, beep, beep. Like that episode of Martin, when Martin went off.
Yes.
Or dude Stan was holding that button. Let me take you some. Next time you disrespect my girl, I'm going to beep, beep,
Lord.
I don't know why we get back from this beep commercial. On that note, that's all we have for today. Alicia Brown, thank you. Once again,
thank you, sir.
A lot of these stories for me. You really kicking butt. And you are, let me take the name of the show then, Alicia's Hard Talk.
Oh, awesome. No, it's a team effort, and I just thank you. I wouldn't rather do it with anyone else.
Next week's show might be a shorter show. Because anybody listening, just let me explain. And you understand where I'm coming from. I love, and you know where I'm going with this. I love my audience. I love doing this show. I love everybody's listening. But this weekend coming is going to be the last weekend I've had to spend with my daughter for a while. Not like my daughter's going off to war or nothing like that, but she's moving to South Carolina, and she's going to be with me Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So I'm taking, still want to take time out of the time that we're staying together to do the show. But I'm not going to be doing it for as long. So we're going to hit the basics, and I'm going to leave it there. Like I said, no disrespect to anybody. Listen, I love all of you. It's just that my daughter is leaving, and I want to spend time with her. So we're going to be spending some time together. I should have a movie review come next Monday, because she wanted to go see Sausage Party, which comes out this weekend. So we're going to go see Sausage Party, and I'll give you a review on that. This is a rated R cartoon. So if you see the preview for this, this might be worse than 10. So I'm very curious of how this is going to go. And anything else you want to say, Marisha?
No, everybody, just send your well wishes and your love to Big Daddy. We know he really loves his child. He's a family man, and he watched all his kids, you know, leave this summer. So send your love to the big guy.
And I might even talk about that next week, because this has been a very difficult summer, because all three of them are leaving to start their new lives. And it's like, where am I at now? Like, I still have things to do.
Well,
and
you can
I've
have
been enjoying
your life
the time.
Now. You got to slide across the floor in your tighty whities like Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
I don't even wear tighty whities. I don't even own a pair of tighty whities. So, nah, that can't happen. I got too much junk in the trunk for that bitch.
Oh, gosh.
Ha, ha, ha. That was funny. Hello?
Yes?
I can't
say anything after what you said.
But everybody be well. Be careful.
Go Team USA!
Yes, continue to watch the Olympics. The United States has really been good. Get out of the routine that I've been getting in, just watching basketball. Like, watch the whole thing. Watch the, the gymnastics. Track and field hasn't really started yet. We're going to get into that, the swimming. Prayers go out to that guy. I want to say the Italian guy who broke his leg. That was like the ugliest thing that happened in the Olympics.
Oh. I think he was from France. Believe.
Was it France?
I believe so.
So just continue to support the Olympics and support our show and support the other shows that's on Totally Driven Radio, because we're all one great big family. And special prayers to Faye. She's been really busy. But she should be back strolling. And on that note, there's three different types of people in the world: those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Felicia Brown and Big Daddy that make things happen. And hold on a second. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh us lie in green pastures. He leadeth me to the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth the path of righteousness and his namesake. They shall walk through the valley of shadow of death. I shall fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thou rod and staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. Thou preparest a table in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. The cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is Psalm 23 and its entirety. God bless you all, and good night.
Good night, everyone.